Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to the NUC NFL Draft Bible Players Spotlight Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. Again, we recently dropped our watch list for the 2017 College Gridiron Showcase, which can be viewed at NFLDraftBible.com and or CGSAllStar.com. Over 400 names. Go ahead, go check it out. It's also not too late to nominate players as well if you're interested in getting a player, or you're a player yourself and you're listening to this show and you're interested in participating in the College Football All-Star Game. The College Gridiron Showcase may just be for you. Go ahead and you could nominate yourself or nominate a player at CGSAllStar.com. The 2017 College Gridiron Showcase kicks off on January 7th and goes on through January 11th in Bedford, Texas. For the best NFL draft coverage, visit NFLDraftBible.com and use the promo code DRAFT2016 for a 30-day free trial. And with that said, as always, I am your host, Chris Schanefel, and it's a pleasure to welcome onto the show this morning the wide receiver out of the University of Calgary, Rashawn Simonize, who's preparing for the NFL Supplemental Draft, which is 1 week from today, July 14th, 2016. Rashawn, how are we doing this morning?
I'm great, thank you. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing well. Absolutely a pleasure to speak with you. So thanks for taking some time this morning. We're a week away from your dream likely becoming a reality. I mean, it sounds as if you have a really good shot at getting a phone call during the supplemental draft. And we're just 4 days away from your pro day, Rashawn. When did you decide that you would enter your name in the NFL supplemental draft? And what all went into that decision?
First and foremost, I originally wanted to play my senior season at Calgary. Like, that would be the ideal situation. Of course I wanted my education, and, I wanted to finish what I started. I felt like I was set for a breakout season through my efforts at wide receiver. But unfortunately, there's some things that came up that I had issues with eligibility because of problems with professors, that it put me in a situation where I had the chance to further my pro career and so I can continue to do what I love doing. At that point, I kind of talked with my agent, Brian, and our intention was to sign with an agent after I finished school, but unfortunately, I was unable to finish. So I reached out to Brian, we started talking, and it made sense to get things rolling so I could just, start the preparation so I could dominate like I planned on dominating a pro career with football.
Absolutely, and obviously you already showed a lot throughout your 3 years there at Calgary. And just turning on your film, Rashawn, I mean, I could see right away you're a mismatch for defensive backs. And, of course, that all starts with being 6'5", 215 pounds. And, let's not forget you've been lasered at a 4'4", 240-yard dash. I mean, really just a freakish combination of size, speed, and athleticism. Take us through what you've been doing to prepare for July 11th Pro Day at Calgary, and what numbers you're expecting to record?
Oh, man, well, what I've been doing, it's been really crazy. When I decided that, I couldn't finish school at Calgary, everything I was doing from that point on was to prep for my Pro Day. I put in a ton of wide receiver work with outdoor and indoor game. I've been working with agility coaches, especially in Chicago. Working especially on my first step quickness, and I felt like that was really good for me. Right after that, I headed back to Calgary, put a little bit of weight on, and right now I'm actually in Sacramento to work with a track coach to actually learn how to run. I've always been a fast guy, but I've never really been taught how to run properly with the technique and everything. Like you said, yeah, when I was in Chicago, I was actually clocked in at a 4.42 laser. But a lot of people don't realize I was just running in regular running shoes. So I thought about it. If I only trained And, you know, if I really learned how to run and stuff and was running with proper shoes, I feel like I could bring that number down a little bit. You know, for numbers, everybody knows I'm a big guy with big hands. And at this point, you know, I just want people to see that I really have speed. In my case, you know, you got a guy that's, you know, I feel like I got an NFL body, and I just want to be able to showcase my speed to everybody. With that being said, you know, my goal is to run a low 4.4, and hopefully I want to crack the 4.3. So, you know, we'll see what happens on the pro day, but that's really my goal right there.
Okay, and you know what? It sounds like it's certainly in your reach. I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, before when you ran this 4.42, I mean, like you said, you're just running it in regular shoes, and you know, you didn't have any training, and now you're learning all the technique for all that. And we know how much the technique could go in just running a 40-yard dash and doing all these pro day activities. You mentioned your speed, and obviously, just right there, I mean, a 4.4. You know, that's pretty quick, especially with the size that you bring to the table. Is there any other questions about your game that you want to answer in front of the scouts? Is there anything that you want to show the scouts and prove to them that you are indeed capable of doing what they may have questioned?
You know, honestly, I think my film, it kind of speaks for itself. You know, if you look at my game film, I feel like I really do everything an NFL receiver does. I feel like people think that just because I'm young, I'm not as developed, and that's one of the reasons why I put on 10 pounds, you know, right after my season at Calgary. I feel like I have the NFL build in my chest and arms, but, you know, I feel like I have room to build in my legs. And you know, that's the really upside to Rashawn Simonis. In reality, like, I've never really had a strength coach and never, you know, never really had someone to focus on putting weight in my legs. And I feel like once that can happen, I feel like I'll be much faster. I'll be much better. Once I have, you know, all those things in my disposal, and once I have proper training, I feel like it's going to be special, you know, and that's exactly what's going to happen after the 14th.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, as of now, I mean, it sounds as if a team takes you, you know, they're kind of able to – they'll be able to kind of mold you into the player that they want you to be, and it sounds like you have a whole lot of flexibility and you know, a whole lot of potential, certainly. Now, Rashawn, I was told that – and you just touched on it a couple of minutes ago as well, that in order to stay in football shape, you were able to play with the Chicago Eagles of the CIF, the Indoor Football League. Now, obviously, I know that you have your eye on the National Football League, but what was it like to get a taste of the professional football business and kind of set all of your focus on the sport and not really have to worry about, you know, going to class or going to another job? I mean, was it refreshing?
I mean, honestly, that whole situation and the experience, I feel like that was huge. That was great for me. At the end of the day, you know, football is football. The indoor football, though, you know, it is a faster game, and everything is really coming at you quicker. Through the whole experience, I loved learning from the other wide receivers that I was playing with. And it wasn't just in Chicago, actually. I don't know if you know this, but I actually had the opportunity to go out to Jacksonville, Florida, and work with the veteran receiving core with the AFL team, the Jacksonville Sharks. Through the process, it's really been all about learning with me. You know, originally I wanted to get my sociology degree in university, and that's where all my classes were heading. But now I'm going after the degree that I've always been working for, you know, to get into that NFL. I actually had the chance to work with Reggie Gray. He's actually a 12-year veteran that won the AFL championship last year. He's honestly, you know, he's a legend in the arena community. I was only out there for a couple weeks, but, you know, in that short time, you know, he taught me so much stuff that, you know, I feel like can really elevate my game and take my game to another level. Chicago, though, it was a blast. You know, I learned a lot about myself as a receiver and exactly how I could push myself and what I was capable of doing. In the indoor game, you know, it's kind of different. You know, you don't have as much room. Even on my faster guy than everybody else, you know, I get double teamed because they know I'm a big body guy and they know that I'm going to come down with the football. You know, I've been focusing on learning everything I can do to be better at the wide receiver position.
Again, he's Rashawn Simonis, the wide receiver out of the University of Calgary, joining me here on the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, presented by the College Gridiron Showcase as he gets set for the NFL Supplemental Draft 1 week from today on July 14th. And Rashawn, I mean, you know, looking a little bit at your background, you're from British Columbia. Just tell us how you began playing football in the first place, and when did it become more clear to you that it would open as many doors for you as it has?
I mean, you know, football, my father actually played football. So, you know, football is really in my bloodline. You know, I feel like I was put on this earth to play football. I knew I was going to be tall at a young age, you know, so it was either going to be basketball or football. You know, I've always loved football. And seeing some of my idols, you know, that really showed me that I wanted to get a hold of the game, you know. Once I had a good amount of football under my belt through like community football growing up when I was younger, it was clear to me that I was going to be able to get a scholarship, and I was actually able to take the football thing to another level. You know, the doors have been open for me from getting a free education and meeting amazing people. The staff at University of Calgary was amazing. You know, I still keep in contact with them to this day. You know, I still keep a strong relationship with all the guys and everything. And, you know, I'm just grateful that the people there took me under their wing and was able to teach me the game that I love to play. I have so much love for the University of Calgary, and, you know, I'm always going to be a Dino. I wish I could finish there, like I said before, but unfortunately, you know, I wish I could stay there, but, you know, now I feel like I'm going to be able to take my talents to the NFL and do what I've always wanted to do in that league. But as for that, you know, I feel like I'll always be a Dino at heart.
It sounds like Calgary certainly had a big impact on you, and to say that you had a big impact on them, I think, would be a bit of an understatement as well. I mean, you had quite the career at the University of Calgary, Rashawn. Your first year there in 2013, you were named the Canadian West Rookie of the Year. And last season, your third year as a Dino, you were first-team All-Canadian as you reeled in 51 receptions for over 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns in just 8 games. I guess talk a little bit more about your experience. I mean, how was your experience at the University of Calgary, and what exactly allowed you to have the type of production and the type of success that you had over the past 3 years?
You know, honestly, I feel like, you know, the coaching staff, you know, they were amazing at the University of Calgary. You know, all the coaches, you know, they were always trying to teach me new things, and they were always putting things in perspective for me. So, you know, that it was really easy to pick up. You know, as for the offense, I feel like my production, through the play calling and everything, I feel like my offensive coordinator, you know, he designed plays so that, you know, it wasn't only me, but, you know, I feel like the play calling was designed so that, you know, someone's always really open. A lot of my plays, you know, they were able to, you know, really show and showcase my skills in most of the play calling. For example, like stretching me deep or getting the ball in my hands early, you know, and I feel like, you know, it was a great experience out there. For the coaches, you know, once again, they really, you know, taught me everything, you know, staying in film and watching film and stuff, analyzing teams and stuff. You know, I feel like we put in a lot of work, which led to my success on the football field, you know, playing on Fridays or Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, you could obviously just go to the stat book and see year after year you've been able to step your game up, but you also see it in the film as well. I mean, you can see you've grown it, and you've become a better player overall over the past 3 years there at Calgary. And of course, you know, 6'5", 215 pounds, running a 4.440, maybe even clocking the 4.3s. And let's not forget, you're only 21 years old. I mean, this is all very impressive as you now move on to the pros. What do you feel is your biggest strength as a wide receiver? I mean, if you had to sell yourself and kind of talk yourself up, I mean, what would you point to?
You know, honestly, I would point to my size first and foremost. You know, I think it's two things, you know, just like I said, my size, you know, I'm a legit 6'5 guy, you know, I'll be 6'5 in flip-flops, you know. A lot of guys, you know, they'll say they're a 6'3 guy or a 6'4 guy, but then when you see them, you know, they're only 6'1 or 6'2 or, you know, they're only really the size they say when they're, you know, when they're in high heel shoes or, you know what I'm saying. So, but for that, you know, I feel like I'm a really big target, you know. And also I would have to say the fact that I can really catch anything that comes my way. I feel like my hands are a great asset to my game. And I feel like I really am able to showcase that when I play. What really separates me, you know, is like I said before, it's a big body frame combined with the fact that I'm fast, you know. As I put on more weight, I feel like I'll just get faster. So as far as strengths, I feel like those would definitely be it.
Absolutely, and you see it there in the film. And, you know, it's funny, you talk about the size and how sometimes players kind of lie about their size, but like you said, you're a legit 6'5". I mean, you know, they can measure you up in flip-flops if they'd like, and you know, you're 6'5". I remember Stanford just a couple years back, they had a wide receiver, I believe they listed him at 6'2", 6'3", and he came in and measured, I believe, at 5'11". So that's certainly not the case when you're talking about Rashawn Simonize. If you could recommend one game over the past 3 years, one game throughout the last throughout your Calgary career, Rashawn, to an NFL scout, you know, tell them to go back and check it out, what game would you suggest?
Honestly, you know, I feel like I would suggest a game that was actually in my recent season of my junior season. It would have been week 2 of the season against the University of Manitoba. You know, we were down the whole game pretty much until the third quarter. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to, you know, I kind of went off, you know, I went for 179 yards. You know, so I feel like that was a huge game for me because it showed not only what I could do on the field, but what I could show in times of adversity, you know, because a lot of teams will have players where, you know, if they're down the whole game, you know, they kind of stop fighting for it. You know, they kind of almost give up in a way. But, you know, with me, I feel like I'm a fighter to the fourth quarter. I'm never going to stop playing as long as that time's still ticking. And I feel like that was a perfect example of a game where it showed my skills and exactly what I could do in times of adversity.
Yeah, hey, you know what they say, big-time players make big-time plays and big-time moments. And there you go. So at University of Manitoba, certainly going to try and search that game up as soon as we're finished here. That's for sure. And obviously, again, I mean, with your combination of size, speed, and athleticism, I mean, you're a deep ball threat. You know, some of the names that first come to mind when you're thinking of comparison would be like a Calvin Johnson or, you know, a Randy Moss. I mean, some of these guys that have had great careers. For you, though, Rashawn, I mean, is there a current or former NFL player that you try and model your game after, maybe take bits and pieces of their game and add it onto your own?
That's actually kind of funny you said that, but, you know, people tell me all the time I remind them of a modern-day Calvin Johnson, you know, and that's really the most amazing compliment I can ask for. You know, he's a legend. He's really, you know, a prototype receiver. He's actually always been an influence to me ever since I started watching him play. Along with that, you know, Randy Moss, you know, he's a playmaker who I've always looked up to at the wide receiver position, and, you know, I've always watched his film. You know, I've always got hyped up before games watching his film. You know, he's just an exciting player. And, you know, I sort of modeled my game after him. That would definitely be my two favorite receivers of all time.
Yeah, and two of the best, absolutely. Cannot go wrong with that. Rashawn, really appreciate you taking some time this morning. Final question for you, and then we'll let you go. Let's say we have all 32 NFL general managers tuned in. They're listening to this very interview. Why should they want the wide receiver out of the University of Calgary, Rashawn Simonize, a part of their team?
Yeah, most definitely. I just want to say thank you for having me on here. You know, it was a blessing, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity. But, you know, I feel like for myself, I feel like I'm a legit classy kid. You know, I feel like I have my priorities straight, and I'm a guy that puts God first, I put my family second, and I put football third. I feel like I could get so much better and have so much growing room with the NFL team. You know, with somebody to guide me properly, I feel like I'm a good kid who doesn't have problems, I don't get into trouble at all, and I feel like I'm as clean as they come. My whole life, I've been building for an NFL team to come look at me, and that's always been a dream of mine. You know, any GM that's wanting to draft me will see the energy in my play and the upside of my development. I'm a kid, like I said before, you know, I'm only 21 years old instead of being the average 23 or 24-year-old that comes out of university. So, you know, in that situation, I take it as a blessing. I'm a very confident guy, but at the same time, I'm also very grounded. You know, obviously you're interviewing me for a reason, But when it comes down to it, in the classroom specifically, I'm probably the quietest guy. You know, one thing about me that people don't really know is that I'm always a student of the game. You know, I'm always ready to learn, and I'm hungry to learn the game. I think I'm a great player, but I don't know it all, you know. Also, along with that, I feel like my hard work and my dedication and my work ethic is definitely going to be the thing that sets me apart from everybody else. If you ask anybody that knows me or that knows of me, you know, even at my university, you know, they tell me, they'll tell you for sure that I'm a gym rat. You know, I'm always in the gym. I'm always striving to be better, and I'm always trying to be the best that I could be. You know, when I, fortunately, you know, if I end up making it to an NFL team, you know, it's going to get to the point where they're just going to have to shut the lights off on me in the facility. Then that's the only way they're going to be able to get me out of there, man. You know, I'm excited to get with my NFL family and push myself to be the best receiver I could be.
I love it. I love it. Hey, Rashawn, it's been an absolute pleasure. It really seems like you have your head on straight, and obviously I know it may sound a little bit cliche, but I really do think the sky is the limit, and we're wishing you all the best at July 11th Pro Day and, of course, July 14th, the NFL Supplemental Draft. Thanks for taking some time this morning.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
There he goes, Rashawn Simonides, the wide receiver out of the University of Calgary, one of the six players that have entered their name in the NFL Supplemental Draft. And again, I mean, it really does sound like he has a shot at, you know, receiving a phone call at some point throughout the NFL Supplemental Draft. But even if he doesn't, I think there's a great, great chance that he will be in a training camp in somewhere near you. I mean, he will be in an NFL training camp this summer. Certainly sounds like, I mean, the tape is impressive. Even for you stat watchers out there, I mean, the stats are impressive. I mean, he was the Canadian West Rookie of the Year in 2013. This past season as a junior, had a career high in receiving yards, receiving touchdowns with 11. You know, just a big-time player, a great deep threat that I think the NFL will certainly give a shot. I mean, I think he has really earned it, and I think that the NFL needs more players like him. I mean, like I said, I mean, seems like a kid with a great head on his shoulders, and you know, a heck of a talent. So again, Rashawn Simonides, the wide receiver out of the University of Calgary, representing the Dinos. I love it. Again, the NFL draft, I will certainly wishes him all the best at his July 11th Pro Day at Calgary. And then the draft itself, which takes place 1 week from today. Again, I'm Chris Schanefeld for NFL Draft Bible. Thanks for tuning in.